Jocelyn Nungaray's mother shocked when Donald Trump called her minutes before presidential debate. By Olivia Rondo on June 29, 2024. The mother of 12-year-old Jocelyn Nungaray, the Houston girl who was allegedly raped and murdered by two illegal migrants, was shocked to receive a call from former President Donald Trump just minutes before he took to the debate stage on Thursday. Alexis Nungaray never saw her daughter alive again after the preteen snuck out of their home on the night of June 16. Two Venezuelan nationals, 21-year-old Johan José Rangel Martinez and 26-year-old Franklin José Pena Ramos, have been charged for allegedly luring her to a bridge and assaulting her for 2 hours before strangling her to death, Breitbart News reported. Alexis's best friend, Victoria Galvin, told the New York Post this week that the former president surprised the family by calling to share his condolences. "He was like, 'I'm actually about to come on for a debate.' He gave his condolences, and he said that he would be reaching back out to her," Galvin said, telling the outlet that Trump conveyed that there was no one else he would rather talk to prior to debating President Joe Biden. "He wanted to say that he was praying for Alexis and that he's been thinking about her and he wanted to reach out. He said that he was going to reach out in a couple days to her. I mean, she was really, we were all shocked," Galvin added. Jocelyn's case has horrified the nation, igniting more conversations about the open southern border. During an appearance on Fox News Channel's Hannity on Tuesday, Alexis and Jocelyn's grandfather, Kelvin Alvarenga, said, "We have to have more reinforcement when it comes to letting people in. The heartbroken family believes that children have died because we're not doing what we need to, screening these people." Alexis added, "We have to stop burying our kids. This is not right. We have to have more reinforcement when it comes to letting people in. This is not okay." Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg, D., also told Fox News' America's Newsroom on Tuesday that "we see a great deal of violence committed by illegal immigrants and that Jocelyn's murder was bound to happen. Border prosecutors, sheriffs, and local law enforcement are under tremendous pressure because of the additional crimes being committed by folks streaming across the border," the Democrat prosecutor added. Related, FMR. Obama ICE Director on Migrant Crime: "Problem is sheer volume at border, hard to determine who's dangerous."